It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, my favorite question, what's going on out there? Ruth.
Of course, the big news this week is the decision from Office of Health Strategy to keep and retain the labor and delivery unit at Sharon Hospital. As you well know, that has been in the forefront for years now. Sharon Hospital owners Nuvance wanted have been seeking to close that unit, claiming that it's losing a lot of money and that they'd like to put their assets elsewhere to ensure the future of the hospital. There was a real outcry when that came, that notion came about. The grassroots group Save Sharon Hospital got emboldened and really went to work to fight it. And the first decision made was that OHS said, nope, Sharon can't close the unit. It didn't meet all the criteria. So Nuvance appealed, and this last week the appeal was denied. So at this point, that unit will be maintained. As you know, people were really up in arms about because of the distance and everything else that would...
Not just that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you have to be even-handed, maybe. But tell me how it works to have a community where you can't deliver a baby.
Yeah.
It's kind of, in my view, that simple. If you are telling people that you want them to come and work and live here, but you don't want them to procreate... stop now. That's me. So that's really good news. It's just not logical on any other level.
Well, if
so
for those
what they do
who,
at the ICU
yeah,
next.
For those who live here and realize, you know, they say, oh, it's okay to go to Danbury or Poughkeepsie or Torrington. Well, you know,
really,
that's a big distance in. Especially in bad weather or in emergencies, and there were a lot of testimony about women who really, you know, needed that hospital there at that time because of emergencies.
Not to mention the let's call it psychic or psychological energy that worrying about you know, you want to be content when you're delivering,
right?
And having to worry, okay, when am I going to start? What if I was there? What if this and then and that and then what if it rained? You know, it's not good.
That was brought out during all the reams and reams of testimony.
I know, but speaking of testimony, I mean, again, Department of Common Sense here, why didn't they just ask me? Anyway.
There was the thought, well, the emergency room department would be trained for things for delivering babies, but Dr. Howard Mortman, who obviously is the main OBGYN fellow, was just passionate about keeping this open. I mean, he's right there, and he's, you know, talked about, he was incredible. He really, you know, fought and brought it to real terms as to what that would mean. So the hospital said in talking with a spokesperson said, you know, they will look at all their options now and see what they do. So
now is this the end of the road for appeal process on this? Yes,
I assume so, unless they go higher. But Supreme Court, I don't know.
I guess, yeah, you can always go higher if you go to the courts.
Yeah.
But now they're going to assess other operations. So I think we're going to see in the future possible other suggested closings.
No, weren't they talking about the ICU?
Well, that's already done. That ICU was merged with the medical surgical unit, and now there is a progressive care unit that takes in both of them. So that has already been done. That sort of got... That was approved without too much fanfare. But there are doctors who worry about that as well. Mike, I don't know what, you know, their plans are now.
Yeah, because it, essentially my feel is that they're talking about this, the maternity costing this and that. Now they've reached the end of that road, so they're going to go somewhere else. Mm. I have to believe, you know. Hopefully I'm wrong, but...
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. So, well, we'll be watching.
Keep our eyes open.
Yeah. Let's see. And we did have a busy week. In Kent, we had the Chocolate Fest, which is a really sweet, sweet event. That is put on by the Kent Center School Scholarship Fund that has been in existence for like 60 years that provides scholarship college scholarships to kids who went through Kent Center, at least through 7th and 8th grade. The cafeteria the other day was just filled to the brim with chocolate, and people go and fill their plates. And the committee was extremely appreciative of everybody, including the businesses that contributed. And as you can imagine, there were a lot of cute chocolate-faced kids there. Also in Kent, the selectmen met and are talking about putting together a cemetery ordinance. The two folks, Tamara and Bill Potter, have been overseeing the cemeteries in town for decades, and they have retired. And there was an association, a cemetery association, that is going to be now come under town auspices. So there's an ordinance that needs to be devised, and the selectmen are working on that with the members of the cemetery association to come up with all the necessary facts and for putting this together, all the procedures and policies, and of course everything has to go before a town meeting vote. That will be happening soon too. It makes sense. It's time to move on and get it more formalized and have it come under town under town rule. In Canaan, they have hired two new people. There's going to be a real change there. The executive assistant, who is basically the person running the selectman's office, is retiring, and that's Missy Oler, who happens to be the mother of the newly elected first selectman, Brian Oler. She's been there for the last probably 6 years or so. She's retiring, as is the superintendent of the Department of Public Works, Brian Carlson. And so the selectmen did some interviews, and they've just named two new people. Paul Mattingly will be the new executive assistant, and he comes with really high qualifications, including, I mean, he has a master's degree in municipal work, and he is going to be one of the main things that they're looking for is a grant writer, so he'll be helping out in that respect. And Michael Simmons, who has been on the crew for 25 years, will move up to become the superintendent. And Brian Carlson, who has been the superintendent, is moving over to the transfer station, and he's going to be overseeing that. So there's some musical chairs going on, but Brian Oler is very excited and looking forward to all the new changes. And these changes become effective March 1st, by the way, or March 4th. And they are working very hard in Canaan to make things more accessible. Brian Oler said he feels strongly. And so they're increasing the hours. It's going to be open half. Town Hall will be open on an evening and also on Friday for half day, which it hasn't been. And they're trying to stagger lunch hours so that people can get there during their lunch times if they need. So his big thing is to get the community, make it more accessible for those in the community. Back here in Kent, we have a group of women, who, including great-grandmothers, grandmothers, mothers, who are taking part in the Princess Marathon down in Disney World next 2 weeks. And they've been prepping. Some of them have never run before, never done any exercise, decided to get healthy, and so they will be going down and doing a 3-day. You do a 5K the first day, a 10K the second day, and a half marathon the third, and they're raising money for Kelsey's kids, and it's for children with pediatric cancer to raise funds for that. And they're very excited and very, it was a very fun interview. They're really doing such a nice job, and hats off to them. Also, yes, Sunday in camp, we had Margot Martindale, who's an Emmy Award-winning actress, reading Babar, and there was at the St. Andrews Music in the Nave program, and that was accompanied by a concert, and so the church was filled with little ones, and she was giving she gave a great reading. And also on Sunday, we moved over to another celebrity, so to speak, the daughter of Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward, and she, that was Melissa Newman, and she's just come out with a book about the love life of her parents, and it was a very nice, sweet talk, and all those women who love Paul Newman and Blue Eyes and Joanne Woodward, and of course, you know, he had a connection here because he raced at Lime Rock, so there was a lot of interest, and it's a beautiful book, and it was a heartwarming story she talked about. We have the Doughboy in Canaan, that statue that stands at the corner of East Main and Granite Avenue is being redone. It's a statue that was put up in recognition of those who fought in the Revolutionary War. It's been deteriorating, and First Selectman Oler announced that someone has donated the money to have it redone. It's going to be all fixed and brought up to good condition. And he said, I know I'm going to get in trouble, but he did announce that it was Hugh Curtis and his family who are going to contribute $29,000 to have this done. And it's a real treasure in Canaan, so this is a really nice move. And they're also redoing some plaques. They now have plaques for all those who fought in all the wars from Canaan, and a couple of those are being redone. So things should be really nice for Memorial Day. Back in Sharon, there is a great exhibit of Fran Kelsey photos. Fran Kelsey was a very well-known local photographer here for decades, and she's got, well, I think I was told 60,000 photos of hers are now at the Sharon Historical Society, and they'll be doing various displays. The one that's on there now, the exhibit, is about the ballet school that was there in Sharon, and there are some really fun pictures of people who went to that school who were students there, and some of those little girls were there as adults the other night and just got such a kick out of seeing their pictures and others. Again, I would highly recommend, especially those who went to the ballet school, they'd really enjoy seeing those pictures. So that's at the Sharon Historical Society Museum. And we had a good time at the annual Midwinter's Night in the Village at the Hunt Library in Falls Village, this was last Saturday night, where they they have a 6-foot-long breadboard filled with all kinds of delicacies, and it was just beautiful and delicious, and there's poetry and music, and it's a nice way to spend a winter's night in the village, and always very well attended. Looking ahead, tonight is the Board of Selectmen, Board of Finance in Falls Village. Now they've changed the time on that, and they've switched it around. It used to be Finance met first and followed by Selectmen. That has been changed around, so Board of Selectmen starts at 6 and is followed by the finance board when that is over. And then on Thursday, the FFA will be giving out checks to the local food banks. This is money that is raised at the holiday store, and the extra profits are very generously given to food banks throughout the region. So the food bank people are come up and give a little a thank you and talk about their various food banks, and great thing for the kids to do and for the community. So, again, busy, busy times.
And we will talk to you next week. Ruth Epstein, Republican American. What's going on out there, Ruth?